couple of comments. First, do either of you have a comment about this? Or Sheriff, do you have comments about it? Two things that I'm not yet clear on. It says termination of the agreement is authorized in the event the county does not appropriate sufficient funds. Additionally, the county may terminate for cause. Neither party is authorized to terminate without cause upon 30 days written notice. The one clause that, when I was going through this morning, that caught my eye was that this automatically renews.
Has the option of automatic renewal.
Yeah. Up to 3 years, isn't it? Isn't that what was stated in the bid?
Up to what?
Up to 3 years.
I believe so.
Well, what?
We can rebid it at any time we want to.
Okay.
But basically, if we choose not to rebid, then it can go ahead and just continue on as it is.
Well, no, it's tied to some increase factor. Let me get over in it.
It's tied to I can't remember the exact name of it. It's kind of like it's a national average increase for medical cost, whatever that percentage is nationwide.
But again, that's up to the commission at the time and
Correct.
You and your recommendations.
Correct.
Okay. Gentlemen, I know we've already been through this, but I would entertain a motion to approve the agreement for the provision of inmate detainee health services for Taney County, Missouri, by and between Taney County, Sheriff Russell, and the Advanced Correctional Healthcare Incorporated.
So moved on that language.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement that's before us. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. There are signature lines here for each of the commissioners and for you, Sheriff.
Yes.
Let me start this process. Sheriff, we'll get this to Nikki and have her take it around for clerks, auditors, technicians.
There were two lines.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Renee, can you join us? Gentlemen, our next item of business is elevator maintenance. Exactly what do we have in front of us, Renee?
This is a one-year service for elevator service. It includes preventative maintenance full coverage on some parts in replacement. Service request during normal working days. That means they don't charge us to come here for labor. We have periodic safety testing, and also whenever we get the elevators tested, there has to be someone that's an elevator technician be with them, and they come and do that for us.
Gentlemen, we've got the agreement in front of us. We have statements and letters from our counsel.
I have one question on that.
And we have a change in here that changed the contract to Taney County instead of County Clerk's Office. Yes, sir.
The question is, in the past, I think we've had more than 1 year contract with them. Is there some reason it's just 1 year?
I requested that, and the reason I did is because I get bids from two other places, and so that, you know, I can assure that I'm getting the best price.
Okay.
Every year.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just wondered because I think sometimes it's been two. I think maybe even one time it was three. So.
Gentlemen, there
is motion for approval.
Was there any changes made on the from the email?
They did go and change the Taney County what they requested, and it has been changed.
The changes that council pointed out were made, yes.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement as presented by and between ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corporation in Taney County for elevator maintenance. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee. Gentlemen, the next issue is accounts payable.
I guess I can speak up on this. I was the one that had a few questions about the check. And as I look back, I had some questions about some fees being charged and through the legal services. And when I suddenly realized to go back to the budget, there was no money in the account for the bill to come through that I could see. It wasn't my first question was about the amount, and then as I went back to the budget, there's no funding in the budget for that particular line item.
Well, my number one, this is in front of us today because you all did not approve it on Monday, correct?
I'd like to have it reviewed and sent back through.
Can I take the time later today, if I can work it in, if not tomorrow, to talk with staff at the Sewer District about this and set it up for Monday? Would that be all right with you, gentlemen?
Yeah, on the budget, wasn't the discussion to not put certain things in, and then knowing that if it was needed, we had the funds to put it in. And was that not some of the discussion, or my?
That discussion was regarding projects, that there were projects that we got an estimate from the administrator at the time as to what those would be, but it was based upon how far along they got during the year. They might get further along, in which case they might want to expand the amount of money that we put in the budget for that project, and we said we would do that. We put money in a contingency for that purpose,
right,
the upper line part of the budget, to move and down into the lower part.
And existing projects that were already started, there was amount that would be might be needed added to. That's what the discussion was on that. On this, I see that there was none on either one of those lines, even if you tried to use it as professional services.
Well, I mean, the legal fees that I read through the bill, weren't those all in correlation to use for... The fees were billed for sewer projects, though, right?
I don't know. One was billed for a trip to the post office. I don't know whether that's a sewer project or not.
Well, it's highlighted up on top. It says, let's say,
not sure where this.
Combination Metal Ridge. The Bangma Dudley Condemnation, Taney County Regional Sewer District. Holly Hills Condemnation. Lift Station Remediation Project. Remediation Project.
What does that have to do with over $100 worth of billing for a trip to the post office?
I'm not.
Those questions are what I want to ask. I want this sent back and reviewed. If we're going to have to place our approval on it as a county commission, then I want to have it explained in a better form than what it is now.
Okay. And I'm not seeing $100 for the trip to the post office.
Well, 0.6 hours at $175 an hour, if you take your computer and figure it out. Calculator and figured up, it's over $100 an hour. I mean, over $100 for the trip.
What again, I'd like to do is to talk with staff.
That's
fine. As much as I serve on this board and that board, and just ask a couple of questions, and that's all right.
Talking about this? $10.63.
Yeah, it's not 0.6 hours, it's a bunch.
No.
60 cents. That can't be right.
No. It's an hour of a deal.
Fees. Up here's your hours.
Right.
Okay, full service. Well, so point
you see what I'm saying? We've been bailed for trips to the post office. Just explain it to me where I can understand it, and then I don't care to approve it. But if we're paying mileage,
well, we're paying for the time and the mileage to go to the post office.
Yeah. So,
say that again.
So, 521 trip to the post office credit, and then we also got charged.
I mean, there's just a lot of questions. You just take it up.
Let me, if you guys don't care.
No,
speak with staff. You have valid questions, and I'd just like to chat with them.
Can you do that? Can you charge mileage and hourly? I guess you can. Do we need a motion to table it?
Let's move it till next week's agenda, if that's all right. Till Monday. Carry it over.
And sorry about that. I didn't realize the other part of it till this morning. Whenever I should have checked on it earlier after Monday.
Gentlemen, that's all we have on the agenda this morning, with the exception of meeting with council. Both members of council are here to talk about various issues, but most importantly to me is the litigation that we're involved in. So we need to do that. Is there a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session 610.021, 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let me also state that following our executive session this morning, we will convene as BOE at 1 o'clock, I believe. Is that right, Wesley? This afternoon. And hopefully, or at least the intent is to complete BOE hearings this afternoon. That may or may not be the case, but that's what I believe the clerk has scheduled for us. Okay. Then let's stand in recess for just a few minutes until we can get with counsel.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.